The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks face off against the Calgary Flames, a team on fumes as far as their playoff hopes are concerned, but the situation is pretty basic for tonight's contest. You see, Edmonton, if they beat the Anaheim Ducks tonight, is in if the Sharks get a win of any kind against Calgary. The St. Louis Blues qualify for the playoffs tonight if they get a regulation win against Winnipeg and if the Sharks win in regulation against Calgary. So the Flames are on the verge of being eliminated, and obviously they're going to be very desperate for tonight's contest to stay alive in that playoff hunt and maybe hope for some help from the other opponents in the Pacific and Central Divisions. The Sharks aren't thinking about that. In fact, they understand that nobody feels sorry for them. San Jose is now winless in their last five games, having been outscored 25-8 in those games, including one shootout loss. Over the course of their last three home games, the Sharks have not found a victory, outscored 14-4, and they want to be much better than they were against the Seattle Kraken last time out. On Saturday, in front of a sellout crowd, San Jose took one on the chin by the score of 5-1, and in spite of a very good first few minutes when they outshot Seattle 5-0 in the early going, they didn't get the reward for that effort, and then the first opportunity for Seattle went in, taking the wind out of the sails of the men in teal. That's got to change tonight, and the Sharks only have two home games left to do it for their fans. All of those things are on the mind of head coach Ryan Warsofsky, who talked about responding and rebounding this evening.
Obviously, we're going to see a team in Calgary that's desperate, and probably the biggest game of the year. We have to match the intensity and show up and compete, and not only for our fans, but for each other and for the organization. So, we're looking for a bounce-back game tonight.
How do you right the wrongs of the last game against the Seattle Kraken, against a team like Calgary? Well, Noah Gregor knows something about that, and he told us.
You got to learn from your mistakes, learn from what you do wrong, but there's always another opportunity. There's always another game in this league, so you kind of have to learn and then put the rest away and get ready for the next game because, Calgary doesn't care what happened to us last game. They're going to come in and play hard. They're still fighting for their playoff lives here, so we know they're going to be coming in and playing hard, so we have to be ready for that.
Henry Thrun also gave us some ideas about how to mentally recover from a tough game against Seattle and be better against the Flames tonight in these circumstances at this time of the season.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard, you know. We're all competitors. We all want to win every night. And I think the loss in Seattle wasn't a good loss. Not that there's ever, a good time to lose, but I didn't think it was a great effort for us, both mentally and physically. So, there's times we got to kind of check ourselves in the mirror and press it a little bit. And there's other times we got to maybe pull back. And I think right now is one of those times we got to kind of have a little bit of a reality check and kind of press forward a little bit here.
From Ryan Warsofsky's point of view, it's finding your B game when you don't necessarily have your A game. He talked about the difficulties of doing that and the challenge it presents to a young team like the Sharks.
Yeah, it's tough and it's difficult this time of year in our situation, but it's about being a pro. It's about playing in the National Hockey League and having an understanding individually what your opportunity, is in front of you. And, collectively as a group, like I said, no one feels bad for us. So we have to show up. We have to compete. A lot of our issues in that Seattle game were we were shooting ourselves in the foot. We missed the net, our puck play through the neutral zone. Didn't like how we didn't, close into the defensive zone. So we were just a little bit too easy to play against. That being said, we had some chances early in the first. We don't score. And then the first chance goes in the back of our net. So it puts us in a hole there a little bit. And now you start playing the mind game of how you have to play a perfect game. And it usually doesn't come down to being a perfect. It means, almost being more simple. And that's what we're going to have to be tonight.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs.
McDavid shoots and scores!
Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Back on February 23rd, when the Sharks last played the Flames, Macklin Celebrini got the team off to a really good start with a big goal early in the first period.
Okay, off the faceoff, a quick shot there from the point is blocked. Celebrini's line is out there for the Sharks. Wallman keeps it in. Nice job. Swings behind the net. There's Toffoli, centers in front. They score. Macklin Celebrini, a perfect pass from Tyler Toffoli. But the key was keeping it another point at the blue line. What an effort by the San Jose Sharks. They're up 1-0.
But then Nazem Kadri, long a thorn in the Sharks' side, picked up his 20th goal of the season on the power play to even the score.
Power play hockey for Calgary. Here is Thrun. It's in the box. 2 minutes for holding. Mackenzie Weegar dishes off far side to Morgan Frost, former Flyer, to Huberdeau. Loses on the combination check to Ferraro, Graff, and Wallman. Wallman poked it free, but Calgary able to keep it in. Coronado to the point to Weegar. Fed far side. Huberdeau tried to force it. Actually, Frost did. Tried to get it to Nazem Kadri on the left wing side, but it was deflected back. Kadri takes it now from Coronado. Moves into Sharks territory. Drops for Weegar. Takes a return feed left circle. Sends toward the slot off a couple of skates. Recovered by Frost. He exchanges with Weegar. Back to Kadri. The shot scores! About Nazem Kadri, but he always seems to come up big against the San Jose Sharks. He had 3 assists in the game in San Jose in late December, and on that nice exchange of passes, was able to jam it through with Huberdeau in front of a net, and this game is tied up 1-1 on a power play goal.
And after Kevin Rooney made it 2-1 Calgary with a second period goal, it would be Tyler Toffoli stepping up to the fore early in the third to tie the game at 2.
Leeds Celebrini cutting into the zone, moves to the middle, checked by Coleman but poked it over to Toffoli on the left boards, back to the point man, and a slap shot by Celebrini just went wide. Kept in by Vuka Madulin in front, Toffoli the shot, save, rebound, score! Tyler Toffoli gets his own rebound and backhands it home, tying the game 2-2. With 18:06 remaining in the third period, it's Toffoli's 21st of the year.
But unfortunately, 4-on-4 play hurt the Sharks in the third period in this game, and Joel Hanley would pick up his first goal of the season, ending a 31-game goal drought with his 4th career goal to get the game winner for the Flames.
Weegar grabs in the right corner after that for Calgary and sends back to the point. Hanley keeps in, throws it toward the goal, save made, rebound, uh-oh, they score! Well, there's Joe Hanley in front of the net getting his own rebound. The Sharks had basically a situation where they were outnumbered right out in front of the net. Hanley jumped in as the defenseman, the third guy. Thompson was paying attention to Huberdeau on the play. The Sharks couldn't quite get the rebound, and Hanley banged it in to make it 3-2 Calgary, a 4-on-4 goal.
Obviously, dealing with the dynamic play of Nazem Kadri is going to be a huge part of this game. Kadri recently picked up his 400th career assist, 300th career goal, and 700th career point. And he comes into this contest with a goal and an assist in the Flames' last 2 games. Noah Gregor has dealt with Nazem Kadri before.
Yeah, he's highly skilled. He's highly competitive as well. He's great at the faceoff dot. He plays a really well-rounded game. He's physical, he competes, and he's got a lot of skill to go along with that, so you always got to be aware when he's out there.
Meanwhile, the Professional Hockey Writers Association San Jose chapter has designated that Marc-Edouard Vlasic will be the team nominee for this season's Masterton Trophy, given to the player who exhibits the best perseverance and dedication toward the game of hockey. Vlasic was honored to be selected.
That's a cool honor.
it's nice to be recognized for that, and I love playing. I love blocking shots. You know, I didn't play as many games as I want this year because of injury, but I worked my ass off to come back as quick as I could to play. So it's cool to be honored.
Tune in to all of the action. Scott Hannon joins me with the broadcast tonight with the Sharks and the Flames starting at 7 o'clock Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.